I know it's a derogatory term, but I kind of miss being a weekend warrior. So recently, I had a car. We called it a Jerry Special because I got it from my boss, Jerry, and it was not very expensive, and it was not very fancy at all. I don't think I ever even took a photo of it. But when I had the car, I drove a lot. Like, I would drive to work a lot. Sometimes I would go weeks without even riding my bike at all, because I ride bikes at work. So if somebody needed a test ride or bikes needed to be moved around, I was still riding bikes, and I kind of leaned on that and was just driving a lot. And then the inevitable happened. The car died. So what was I going to do? Well, of course, I'm just going to ride. I don't really need a car. And now I wish I was still a weekend warrior. What's up, guys? Welcome back. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Mickey. I work at Laidlaw's Harley Davidson for the last going on 5 years now, and we do a lot of motorcycle videos there. And here I kind of talk about tertiary items, things outside of what Matt does, and photography. Those are my interests. But yeah, that's what you'll find here. And I'm working on the wall, so if you're new here, sorry. It normally doesn't look like this. I'm going to build an entire photo wall back here of some of my favorite photographers, and the one right here is from Chris. So here's his link if you want to buy one of his prints or you want to support him. But a weekend warrior is something that I used to say to people as a derogatory term to make fun of them, to try to encourage them to get on their bike more and put more miles on. But I've said this many times, I don't value commuting miles whatsoever. To me, they do nothing for me as far as like bringing me value. I think really the only good thing is that I'm staying on the bike and I'm consistently riding every day, which is what most people expect from someone like me. But now that I'm getting a little bit older, I care a whole lot less about what my odometer looks like. It's almost like a quality over quantity type of thing. Like, I don't need to have a bunch of miles on my bike if I don't have experiences and pictures for me to go with the journey that I was on and the experiences that I had. And I'm not knocking it. If you like having your odometer high and you like being able to say, well, I have this many miles on my bike, that's awesome. But I've kind of sort of evolved into this because I used to be that guy. So I relate. I totally understand. But now I'm much more concerned with where are these miles taking me and what types of experiences am I having with these miles. I've always said that not all miles are equal. There's a big difference between like a boring straight road to lane splitting in traffic. There's also a difference between either of those and hitting the canyons with your friends. There's also a difference on the same roads, but it's pouring rain or freezing cold. So in that sense, not all miles are equal. I've started to really appreciate the trips in my life where I have had a really good time and I've had really good weather. And yeah, it's fun to look back on the rainy ones and be like, ha, that was terrible. But honestly, it was terrible. And most of us, if you're around my age range of mid-40s, if you're a little bit younger, a little bit older, and you're not extremely wealthy and retired, you're probably a weekend warrior, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's honestly the goal, because if you have a family, if you have children or grandchildren, or God forbid, another hobby that you do, motorcycling isn't necessarily the only thing that matters in your life. And the luxury of being able to do that on the weekends is something that not everyone has. So yeah, where are we at on this? I think I'm kind of at like weekend warrior is the goal. Like, that's the ultimate achievement. I don't really want to have to commute every single day. Like, I need to go get another car. I can't just ride everywhere. Like, I have kids to drop off at school, you know? So I do have to get another car. And that probably means I'm going to commute in the car sometimes. I have nothing to prove. I've ridden tens of thousands of miles in my life, and I work in the motorcycle industry. Like, I don't need to commute to work every day and split lanes with in traffic with people who are just in a rush because they're late and they're on their phone and they're not paying attention and they're drifting over to the middle and they're trying to kill me. Like, that to me is not worth, I don't know, impressing some random person with how many miles are on my odometer. And again, this is not to say it's not impressive if you have a lot of miles. Like, Evan has a ton of miles on his bike. But I bet you if you bought Evan a car, he would drive the car too. Like, not all miles are equal. And just because you have a ton of miles on your bike also doesn't mean you're not a weekend warrior. Because, like I said, most of us have jobs. Most of us have families, responsibilities. We have things we got to do. We're not able to just ride all the time. You know who rides all the time? Von Gasfalt. That dude is a monster. He has done Multiple 1Ks in a day, like back to back to back. Like, follow him on Instagram. He's the best. I'm gonna get one of Seb's photos up here. He took this beautiful photo here. I'll put it on the screen. It's beautiful. And I texted him and I was like, "Hey, I gotta buy this print. I just gotta send him some money." But anyway, that dude rides, and it's super impressive. So I'm not like downplaying that. I'm just also saying that it's okay if you don't ride every day. Like, I think this culture has brought about a lot of slapping it out on the table and measuring it. And I feel like a lot of it's just unnecessary. And you ride when you want to ride, man. This is a luxury. I encourage you to ride more. I want to ride more, but if I got stuff to do, I'm not gonna feel bad or like I'm less of a biker because I didn't want to ride in the rain. I'm too old for that shit, bro. I'm done with the rain. I don't want to get caught in the rain anymore. But anyway, where are we at, guys? Are we still making fun of people because they don't ride enough? Is there a benchmark? Like, come on, you got to do at least, 200 miles a month or something, or get your bike out of the garage once a month. Or is there a bar where it's like, hey, dude, if you're less than this, we're gonna make fun of you, and rightfully so? Or is it like, dude, that's kind of like child's play? It's like playground roasting each other. That's completely unnecessary. But I still will talk to people on the sales floor, and I'll get this question of, "What did you ride today?" As if I didn't ride, I have less of an ability to help you buy a motorcycle. But that's important to some people. To me, not so much. I'll see you guys on the next one.